Welcome to Lanyap, a program about issues, events, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Dr. Mark Clark, professor of music and theater. Today we're talking about the Beggar's Opera that's coming to ULM. Welcome, Dr. Clark.
Thank you, Corey. Great to be here.
Thanks for being here with us. And let's start here. The Beggar's Opera. I don't know anything about the Beggar's Opera, so get me up to date.
Well, our students didn't know anything about it either when we first started, and so it's been a journey for about 6 or 7 months in which we've uncovered this music and a script and basically pieced together our own version of this incredible piece. It first was heard in London in 1728 as a parody, a reaction to classical opera that was very popular at the time, by especially the composer was Handel, who wrote The Messiah at the time.
So a parody opera, and you know, my big problem with opera is I never know what they're saying. This one, I won't have that problem.
Well, not only is it in English, but it really is more like a play with music rather than an opera, which strictly an opera is sung all the way through. But in this particular work, it's a script. It's a wonderful play. It's very, very funny. The characters are incredible. And it was groundbreaking at the time. It actually is the precursor to musical theater, actually, that we know today. So there's singing, there's dancing, there's a great script. And we've made it our own. There are a lot of songs in it. They're very short songs. They were actually the popular songs of the day. And they wrote, they brought words into it and placed the words into these familiar songs. So actually, these songs were very familiar to the London audiences.
So this is sort of the best of the best of the opera world set in a funny opera with English words.
Oh, it's got everything to, you know, with it. And we've actually, like I said, I've been saying we made it our own because we've added words to the script, we've rearranged the songs, we've just made it the best of the best that we can. We have 25 named roles. So we've been able to give opportunities to many, many of our VAPA majors, and they bring all of their different talents to us, and we mix it up together and present it to the audience. But it truly surpassed my expectations.
Now, I know our bosses listen to KEDM every morning. I know that for a fact. So let me point out that it is ULM Homecoming Week. There are lots of activities on campus. You guys kick off when?
Well, we kick off on Thursday evening. That's our opening. We have Thursday night, Friday night, and we skip Saturday for homecoming. There are also members of our cast that are in the marching band, so the Sounds of Today. So we've skipped that, and then we have a matinee on Sunday. So we cover it well so that the students can see, you know, have the opportunity to take part in homecoming plus to see one of our shows. It is very entertaining. I think toward the end it's going to feel like a Trump rally. We're going to have audience basic participants. It's a rally. It is hilarious and surprising ending, surprising beginning, and surprise in between. So it is extremely entertaining. And like I said, I've been really, truly pleased. I think the cast is extremely excited about the way it's turned out.
Let's talk about this a little bit. You've had to basically go back and try to rebuild a program here at ULM. We once had a very active theater program, and that got into a bad shape. And then you've had to come back in and kind of put the pieces together, and sort of over the last few years have done a great job of finding local folks and you know, local students, and rolling them into some of these roles. Who are some of the students we'll hear from? And tell me how they've kind of progressed through this.
Well, they've progressed very, very well. Not only in this production, in the last couple of years, they come in as freshmen without a tremendous amount of experience, and we give them smaller parts and get them built into it. We have the Rachel Buryak, Miranda Gonzalez, Taylor Witherspoon, who just were in Italy with me in the program that I teach in. over in Italy, where they're immersed in the Italian language and they sing for the Italian public. And that was a confidence-building, life-changing experience for them, I'm sure. And they've come into this with a lot of confidence and ready to go. Nathaniel Medlin is amazing, just amazing in this part. He's a ULM grad going into graduate school. And then we have some newer people that are very, very exciting on stage that I can't wait for you to see.
This opera also, being in the 1700s, we're in England. So talk to me about teaching English accents to these folks. And then I want to ask you about your little twist on it with the steampunk.
Yeah, this has been very, very challenging because the English accent is tricky. But a number of the students are in my acting class as well. So during the monologues that we do at the beginning of the semester, I have them perform their monologues in an English or a Cockney accent. There are different classes among the English in this production. And so they've learned different dialects of it. The steampunk, so we actually moved it from the 18th century to the 19th century, and the steampunk is a Jules Verne Victorian sort of thing that Marcy Hall has had a great amount of fun putting together, and it's amazing. The look is terrific, and Steve Bernstein has done some great sets.
Dr. Mark Clark, The Beggar's Opera is coming up this week. Once again, show times, and how do I find out more?
It's 7:30 showtime in Brown Auditorium. You should be able to get tickets at the door, or you can call for information 342-1414, and also you can get the tickets online now.
Show opens Thursday night, Friday night. They're going to take Saturday off for that big football game, but be back Sunday afternoon with a matinee. You can find out more at ulm.edu/VAPA or look up ULM VAPA on Facebook. You've heard about the membership drive at KEDM Public Radio. What you may not have heard is that the station did not make its goal to continue our programming at current levels. If you haven't made your pledge, you can still help us raise the essential funds to pay for your favorite programs. Just give online anytime at kedm.org or by calling 342-5575 during business hours. We know we can count on you to help keep KEDM strong. Thank you for your financial support. That number once again, 342-5575, or give anytime at kedm.org.